Democrats wasted at least $293 million trying to flip the Senate. By Catherine Rodriguez on November 4, 2020. Democrats poured a record-breaking $293 million into crucial Senate races in 2020, only to find out that those seats would go to the GOP. The races were heavily funded by small-dollar donations, and even though the Democrats raked in millions of dollars in campaign cash this election cycle, races in key states have resulted in losses to the Republicans, Axios reported. Here is a list of the following races where Democrats lost the most money. South Carolina. Democrat Jamie Harrison lost to incumbent Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, and spent $108.9 million on the race. Harrison's loss was also the most expensive loss in the history of the U.S. Senate, Breitbart News reported. Kentucky. Democrat Amy McGrath lost to incumbent Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, and spent $90 million on the race. Texas. Democrat Mary Hagar lost to incumbent Senator John Cornyn, RTX, and spent $24 million on the race. Maine. Democrat Sarah Gideon lost to incumbent Senator Susan Collins, Army, and spent $69.5 million on the race. Even though Democrats picked up Senate seats in Colorado and Arizona, their hopes of winning control of the Senate soured after losing a series of high-profile races.